listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, Old Time Radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio. Send feedback via our contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoyed this program, please consider supporting us by joining the Vintage Radio Club. All Vintage Radio Club members get access to our Saturday program, in which we present shows that are longer than our half-hour podcast, which feature productions from Lux Radio Theater and Mercury Theater on the Air, and more. If you join us on our Patreon page, you get more features like an exclusive I Love Old Time Radio sticker, access to our ad-free podcast, and more. Visit iloveoldtimeradio.com/support for more details. I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Mondays, the Green Hornet hunts down the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. This episode originally aired on August 22nd, 1939, and it's called A Rake Off on the Job.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. Faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato. Here's where we break the employment racket.
Crull Employment Agency. Mr. Crull is busy. Just a moment, please. Crull Employment Agency.
Look at the dough. Suckers, all of them.
It's a racket. You can't keep my money.
You hire him and I fire him. But they lay the dough on the line first.
Crull Employment Agency. Mr. Crull is busy. Just a moment, please. Crull Employment Agency.
Yes, Quentin, we're doing all right. As long as you can fire them, I'll keep on hiring them. At our usual percentage, of course.
Let go of me.
Well, young lady, don't you realize this is a private office?
I had to see you, Mr. Crow.
Oh, I'll call you back later. Yes. Well, don't stand there with your back pressed against the door. You're in. What do you want?
My name's Taylor. Mrs. Taylor. You sent me out on a job and I didn't get it.
That's too bad. Well, you're registered here. Just keep
but
on.
But I left some money here. $10.
Of course. Our fee.
I must have it back. My husband and I, we really need it.
I'm sorry, but that's out of the question.
But you can't keep that money. I didn't get the job.
That, my dear young lady, is your headache, not ours.
Girl outside said the same thing, but I didn't believe her. Now you say it.
It's the policy of the agency.
Policy? You can't do that. It's crooked. It's not right.
Now see here. I've been very patient with you. My agency is the biggest in the city. That money will not be refunded.
But that's not
It's our regular registration fee.
If you don't give it to me, I'll...
You making threats?
My husband and I are both out of work. Unless you give me back that $10,
You what?
I'll call the Sentinel. They fight people like you. They fight racketeers.
The Daily Sentinel, huh?
Yes, Mr. Crow?
Miss Peck, there's a woman leaving my office.
She's at the outside door now.
She's going to telephone the Daily Sentinel. You know what to do.
Yes, it was the call agency. That's why I called your newspaper. You have my name and address if you want to get in
Hang
touch.
Hang up, Mrs. Taylor.
Why should I?
You don't want to get in bad?
Take your hand off the mouthpiece. I know you.
That's right. I'm Mr. Krell's secretary.
So, you don't want me to call the Daily Sentinel?
Really, I don't think you should.
Well, I'm going to.
There. Now listen to me.
I won't. Before I wanted my money. Now I want more than that. I want other people in my position to know the kind of employment agency Krell is running.
You're looking for a job, Mrs. Taylor.
I'll get one.
That depends.
Depends?
Insist on talking to newspapers and you'll be blacklisted.
Blacklisted? What?
Mr. Krell can do it.
I'll go to another agency.
We can call them. Suppose we give you a bad recommendation.
Well, you can't do that.
Now think it over. You may want to change your mind about calling the Sentinel.
Mrs. Taylor. Hey, Mrs. Taylor. What's the matter with that dame?
What is it, Lowry?
She's hung up.
Golly, Lowry. You sound put out about something.
Some dame was beefing about that employment agency. And right in the middle, she cuts off. But here's some confusion going on beforehand.
Confusion?
Couldn't quite catch it. But there's one way to find out.
Me too, Lowry.
Good grief. Where do you think you're going, Lowry? Mr. Reed expects to see you when he comes in.
He's been after something on that employment agency, hasn't he?
Sure he has, Casey.
Well, that's true, but I don't...
But nothing. When a lead like this comes in, we can't drop it. That dame hung up in too great a hurry, and I want to know why.
I think that's about it, Miss Case. Type that up and have it set in the lead editorial for tomorrow.
Very well, Mr. Reed.
Yes?
But don't you think it's pretty strong?
Not as strong as I'd like to make it. Quinton isn't the sort of man who should be placed in charge of so much money.
But the state has to have someone to supervise the development of state projects.
True enough. I'm not questioning the rights of the state to keep its roads in repair. Merely the man selected to disperse the money allotted for that purpose.
Quinton's an expert in road construction.
Yeah, too expert.
Mr. Reed, the figures have been checked all along the line. If Quinton's juggling the allotment so that some of it sticks to his fingers, well, wouldn't that show?
Yes, Miss Case, it would. Yet I can't understand why there have been so many rumors going around.
A lot of people get jobs on those road projects. You have to expect some of them to grouse.
There's too much smoke, Miss Case. There's a fire around someplace.
Is Quinton the logical place?
Quinton's always played too close to the fire. Trouble is, he hasn't got his fingers burned. Not yet.
Here I am, boss. Sorry I'm late.
Yes, Miss Case told me what happened in the story.
Yeah, there's a story there, but I didn't get it.
She wouldn't talk?
What do you think?
Oh, but Laura, she
must have... She talked a little. Did you ever meet a dame that didn't? Trouble is, she said nothing and took a lot of words to do it.
Oh, wait a second, Laura. Let's get this straight.
I wish I could, boss.
As Miss Case gave it to me, a phone call came in from Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah, she was burning up at some employment agency guy. Claimed he collected $10 from her, sent her out on a job...
And there was no job and no refund when she went back.
Well, according to her story, she got sore and left him. Threatening to call the Daily Sentinel.
Yes, we have a reputation for cracking down on rackets.
This one's petty stuff, boss, if it is a racket.
You just saw her?
Well, me and Axford hopped over there. We thought there was something phony when she hung up on us so fast.
Did she explain that?
Yeah. Said this guy Krull came in and convinced her she was making a mistake.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say Krull?
That's right.
He runs this employment agency?
What's the angle, boss?
Lowry, maybe we run into something. Doesn't Krull's agency supply most of the men and women employed on the state road project?
This Taylor dame said she was sent out for office work on that job.
Good grief, Mr. Reed. You don't think
that... I don't think anything. I'm merely wondering.
Come on, boss. Spill it.
Lowry, you know who bosses the hiring and firing for that project.
Sure, Quinton.
He controls the purse strings completely.
Hey, wait a minute, boss. If Quentin does all this hiring through this Quell guy, maybe he knows about this deposit business.
If there's any crooked work going on, Quentin would surely know about it. He's that type.
That project takes plenty of people. They're being hired and fired all the time.
According to your editorial, Mr. Reed, the turnover is terrific.
But Krull collects the deposits, not Quentin.
Don't you see, Lowry? Quentin's in the limelight. He can't take a chance of digging into the state money. Too many people double-check on it.
And where's the racket, Mr. Reed?
Well, there's a tie-up someplace. Lowry, go over to this employment agency.
Want me to ask some questions, huh?
Strong questions.
I wish we had some facts to start from.
Well, Krull doesn't know that.
Huh?
Krull can't tell whether you have facts or not. It's up to you to make him think you have plenty.
I get it, boss. String him along.
That's it, Lowry. When a crook thinks you have the rope all ready to hang him, he's apt to tie the noose himself.
Wait, Axford. Here it is.
Ain't we going in?
Let's you and me get it straight beforehand. Who's going to do the talking?
Sure, Lowry, you are. You said so.
I don't want you messing this up with your brilliant remarks.
So for the snakes, I'll keep as mum as a turtle.
Something tells me I'm a sap for letting you come along in the first place.
Ah, Lowry. Golly, suppose you run into some strong arm stuff. You'll be needing me.
Yeah, brains and brawn, that's us.
Oh, don't be so modest, Lowry. You got some brains, too.
What?
Oh, sure, it ain't everyone can be smart. But don't you worry. If you pull any boners, I'll cover them up.
Why, you big overgrown... Oh, come on.
There, supper and snakes. Are our D's looking for jobs?
Now remember, keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Oh, sure. Say, miss, we want
Axford.
To find...
Sit down along the wall, please. All applicants must wait their turn.
We'd like to see Mr. Krull.
You and 100 others.
Miss, we ain't after no jobs. We're looking for information.
Information?
Yes. That is, we're sort of making a survey of employment agencies for the company.
Oh, I see. Well, the Krull Agency is always glad to take over the employment department for large business organizations. Do you have a large force?
Can we see Mr. Krull about it now?
In a few minutes. He's tied up for the moment.
We can't wait very long. If he only has an applicant for a job in there, why, he might prefer to see us.
It's not an applicant. Someone quite important. Won't you sit down?
No, look here, lady. We're reporters.
Shut up.
Oh, that's me ankle. You kicked your big lung.
It should have been your neck.
Did I hear him say reporters from a newspaper?
Did he say that?
I have ears.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mention a newspaper. You see, what he meant to
Mr.
say was...
Mr. Krull isn't seeing any reporters. He's too busy.
Ah, you see, Lowry, you gummed it up.
I did it. Why, you big ape.
Will you please get out?
We're going, lady.
Just a moment. You're going the wrong way.
Sure, Lowry, she's right. That's the front door.
Who said anything about the front door?
Here, you can't. That's Mr. Krull's. Stop.
You're a blasted fool, Krull. That girl may spoil everything.
How'd I know she was going to the papers? You can't...
Go right ahead, Mr. Krull. Quentin can't what?
Who let you in? I gave Miss Peck strict orders
you
that
can't
she...
can't be blaming her for a mistake.
What mistake?
She told us to get out, and we did.
We just happened to go through this door instead of the outside one.
We'll go through it again the other way.
Super snakes. That's a fine attitude to take, Mr. Quentin. All we was doing was looking for...
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for jobs, Miss Peck will take care of you.
Matter of fact, Mr. Krull, we're more interested in a certain Mrs. Taylor.
What's that? Who are you?
Quentin, maybe you can help us.
I don't even know the girl.
Weren't you talking about her when we came in?
Sure you was. I heard you.
Why, that's ridiculous. Krull and I were merely discussing business.
Never mind the wool, Quentin. The only time my eyes are covered is when I sleep.
Now look here.
So you persuaded Mrs. Taylor not to talk, eh, Krull?
Stay where you are, Quentin.
I recognize this man, Krull. Thought I'd seen him before. He's a reporter from the Sentinel.
Sure, and don't forget me. Reporters.
If you're looking for an interview...
Who said we were?
Well, I... What else could you want?
Quentin, when a reporter has the facts, he doesn't need an interview.
What's that? Facts from who?
Mrs. Taylor called the Sentinel, didn't she?
What do you mean?
Better start explaining, Krull. What's your side of the story?
Golly, Reed. You should have been there. Them two crooks were stumbling all over their own feet, worrying.
That idea of yours was a pip, boss.
I hoped it might work.
Only it didn't work.
It didn't? Why not?
It was that guy Quentin. He was too smart.
That's it. Krull was ready to spout. He was going to deny everything.
And by what he denied, we'd have found out just what he was doing.
Only Quentin shut him up too soon.
Did Quentin give a reason for being there?
He said he was there on business.
It might have been phony business, Reed, but there wasn't no way of proving it.
That's true, Axford. As long as Quentin hires his help through Krull's agency, he's got a perfect reason for seeing you. Did Krull explain this deposit angle?
With Quentin steering him.
What was his explanation?
Krull claimed the money was charged for service and for courses of instruction before sending an applicant out.
Yet Mrs. Taylor thought otherwise.
Until Krull put the pressure on.
Suffering snakes, Reed. What kind of pressure?
Very simple, Axford. Krull undoubtedly threatened to blacklist her.
Blacklist?
Keep her from ever getting jobs through his agency.
A lot of others, too. Those agencies work together. Kroll claims he's got an applicant tied down. She won't get far with the others.
Kroll handles a lot of accounts, Axford. This woman knows he can make it tough for her to get a job.
And then where does Quentin come in?
He most likely splits those deposits with Kroll.
Don't you get it, Axford? Kroll takes the dough and sends them out.
Sure, but how
then is
he...
Then Quentin hires them for a week or so, if he hires them at all. After a week, out they go.
Holy Kroll!
Meanwhile, with a rapid turnover, Quentin and Kroll have a nice weekly income.
Golly, can't you print that?
Axford, there's one word that stands in the way. One word.
You got a dictionary?
Oh, you big lug. The boss means proof, proof.
Oh.
I'll keep after that dame, boss.
Yeah, do that, Lowry. But not today.
Why not?
Well, she's still scared. You wait till tomorrow. She may be easier to handle then.
Sure, that's it. And I'd go with you, Lowry.
You would, with both feet.
Mrs. Taylor won't talk any more tomorrow than she has today. Now, there's only one way of cracking this racket. And that's the Green Hornet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. To continue our story. That evening in his apartment, Britt Reed explained the racket to the one man who knew him as the Green Hornet, his faithful valet, Cato.
You understand how it works, Cato?
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Quentin is too clever to take money from the state fund, so he's cooked up this unscrupulous scheme with Kroll.
I see.
As long as it continues, he'll be raking in several thousand a week. Money that's practically stolen from people who can't spare it.
Very bad.
It's one of the dirtiest rackets I ever heard of. You know what we have to do, Cato?
Yes, Mr. Bitt. Here they are.
I thought you would. The Green Hornet mask and the gun. The gun is loaded.
Fresh, this afternoon. Look for something, Mr. Bitt?
Making a Green Hornet seal. One in particular.
But, Mr. Bitt, in the drawer...
I don't want a real Green Hornet seal. I'm making a fake seal. For a reason.
Are you expecting someone, dear?
Me? Nobody but the landlord after his rent.
Can't be him. We know his ring by heart by this time.
Maybe it's that chiseling agency guy coming to give you back our $10.
More likely the reporter from the Sentinel.
Might as well see.
No, wait. I can't talk to him. Kroll warned me not to.
You don't have to talk.
He'd ask so many questions. We better not. Kroll can blacklist me. He said he would.
You're being smart, Mrs. Taylor.
What the devil?
I don't like to be kept waiting.
The door is locked.
You forgot the window.
Well, who are... Your mask.
The Green Hornet. Look out.
Get back.
What are you here for? I warn you, if you harm my wife...
Do as I say and you'll be all right.
It's Kroll. You're working for him.
You gave him $10.
I didn't mean to tell a newspaper.
What you meant to do and what you did are two different things.
Hornet, she didn't mean it. You heard her.
Are you telling me what to do?
Oh, please don't try anything. He's the Green Hornet.
Don't worry, dear. I don't care who he is. A gun.
To save time.
Please don't. Don't shoot my wife.
Never mind the talk, Taylor. Listen.
I won't say any more. I swear it.
You'd say that naturally.
Oh, but it's true. Believe me.
I prefer to believe in getting you away from here.
Getting away from
here? That reporter is coming here tomorrow.
Oh, please, Kroll needn't worry.
I'm sure of that.
The way you say that...
If you're thinking of murder, I...
Here.
Money?
Oh, you're taking this money and you're going to a hotel.
I don't understand.
Take it.
Listen, Hornet. What's the idea of a hotel? We haven't...
Not you. Just Mrs. Taylor.
Is this Kroll's idea?
That reporter can make you talk. He may be able to dig a story out of you. That's why you're leaving.
Well, I see. Until it blows over.
And get going. There isn't too much time.
Hey, Casey, the boss in?
All morning, Lowry. Did you see Mrs. Taylor again?
For the boss's ears, Casey, not for yours.
Hey, wait a minute, Lowry. I didn't...
Boss, have I got news.
The employment agency set up?
You told me to see that dame. She wasn't in.
What?
Her husband was there. He said the Green Hornet came last night.
The Green Hornet? And the woman's missing?
It's on the level, boss. Look at this.
That's a blank card.
Turn it over. It's the seal of the Green Hornet. Is that a story or isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but not the way you think.
Huh?
How do you know the Hornet was there?
Holy mackerel, boss. The dame's husband, that seal...
That seal is a fake.
What?
We've seen plenty of the real Green Hornet stuff here, Lowry. This one's an imitation.
Yeah, I didn't notice it before. It is a phony. And I thought I had a page one yarn.
You have.
But boss, if it wasn't the Hornet...
That's just it. Who left that fake seal at the Taylor home? What's the purpose behind it?
It's a mystery to me.
Now, it is a mystery, and the Sentinel's going to play it up big.
Taylor dame. Sentinel says the Green Hornet seal was found. A phony seal. If that rat Krull is using this way to get her out of circulation, it's a bonehead play. Or maybe Krull's up to something phony himself. I'll see what he's got to say right now.
Yeah? Yes, I saw the Sentinel, Quentin. I was just going to call you up myself about it.
You don't know a thing, huh?
It's strange. It's as much a surprise to me as it is to you.
Is it?
Somebody did it, but blessed if I can figure out. Huh? Just a second, Quentin. What is it?
I've been thinking. Nobody knows about that Taylor woman except us and that Daily Sentinel reporter.
Well?
Newspapers have spirited witnesses away before. That story might be a plant.
What do you mean, a plant?
If they're trying to uncover our method of getting money, they may have her someplace themselves.
And I thought it might be Quentin.
Not so loud. He's on the phone.
Couldn't hear me. I had my hand over the mouthpiece.
Well, tell him. Tell him it's the Sentinel.
Yes. Quentin, Heck has an idea.
Let's have it.
She thinks the newspaper may have her in hiding.
The Sentinel?
We have to find her, Quentin. We have to find her before she really starts talking.
Britt Reed gave certain people time to think about the Sentinel story. Then, when darkness fell over the city, he traveled forth once again as the Green Hornet.
By this time, Krull and Quentin must be on edge, Cato. You're undoubtedly wondering where the Taylor woman is.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
We're the only ones who know. And we'll make good use of that knowledge.
Where are you going, Mr. Britt?
See that house there on the corner?
Yes.
We're calling on the owner of that house, a rat named Quentin.
I go with you?
You wait here for me, Cato. I could handle a dozen like Quentin.
That dame must be in the city someplace. We don't find her before...
You want Quentin?
Who's that?
Nervous?
Hey, you, the Green Hornet.
Right.
I thought that seal was a fake.
It was a fake.
But I don't understand.
Didn't you talk to Krull?
Krull?
Maybe he's tired of handing out so much dough to you.
Huh? What's that?
You heard me.
But Krull said nothing to me.
Of course not. Told you he had nothing to do with it, didn't he?
So that's it.
Well, for a smart politician, you don't get things fast, do you, Quentin?
Why, that dirty double-crosser. He knew it all the time. Where is she?
We're going there, Quentin.
Wait. What's that gun for?
For you.
No. No, wait. Don't. Take it. I'll pay you out. You... I can't breathe.
That gas will hold him just about long enough. Carl's phone number must be here someplace. Maybe in the back of Quentin's desk calendar. Yeah, here we are.
Hello?
Carl? Quentin. The girl's been located.
You found her, Quentin? Where is she?
Bring the money with you. Might as well take care of the split at the same time.
Bring the money? Don't you think that's dangerous?
You do as I say. That Taylor dame may want a bribe. Her room number is 604 at the old...
After Britt Reed finished giving directions to Krull, he made another phone call.
Is this a Daily Sentinel? You had a picture of a woman in your paper today. Well, I saw someone who looked like it might be her. Well, the best time would be around midnight. She's sure to be in then. Yeah, you can get a look at her. That's right. You know that old hotel on the corner of Main and 16th? Yeah, room 604.
Who is it?
Open the door. Bellboy.
I didn't ring for a bellboy.
Hiding out, huh?
Krull.
Get inside.
You can't come in.
How much did you spill to that reporter?
I haven't seen him.
No? Where's the key for this door? I got it.
What are you going to do?
I don't want to be disturbed while we're waiting.
But I don't understand.
As soon as Quentin gets here, we're scramming. And you're coming along.
No, I haven't said anything.
Don't tell me. Why else should that reporter bring you here?
Reporter?
Where's this other door go?
A connecting room next to this one.
Yeah? We'll see who's in there.
There's no one. I tell you, I haven't seen that reporter. I haven't seen any reporters.
Huh. Looks empty.
Who's that on the couch?
On the... Quentin! What the devil?
Don't move, Krull.
The Hornet!
What the... Where'd you come from?
I was behind this door when you came in.
He's the one who brought me here.
What?
You better look after Quentin. He's coming to you.
Where am I?
Quentin, what happened?
The Hornet.
I guessed him, Krull.
What is this? What's going on?
Krull, so you're around.
Sure. You called me up.
I did not. You're not fooling me, Krull. You and the Green Hornet worked this out.
Huh?
It wasn't the reporters brought you here, was it?
Why, I just told Mr. Krull.
Was it?
No, it was...
You're right, Quentin. I brought her here.
What?
Don't pull that innocent stuff with me, Krull. I know all about it. You and the Green Hornet, huh? Trying to cut me out of the tape, were you?
You're crazy, Quentin. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up, the two of you.
You can't
do this. I said shut up. You're both out.
Both out?
Did you bring that money? Answer me. Did you bring the money to split with Quentin?
I don't know what's going on, but be careful what you say. This dame's listening.
Never mind her. I planned this whole setup.
Sure, Quentin. I told you I was in the clear.
Okay, but what's he want?
Search me.
You two are running a racket. The Green Hornet's very much interested in rackets.
Huh?
Why do you think I brought this woman here? Why do you think I told you to come here with the money?
The money?
So that's it. You're after a split.
You can't get any of this dough, Hornet. It's our scheme and nobody gets in on it, see?
What about the people Krull took that money from? The unemployed, like this woman here.
Figure out your own racket. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
I prefer to catch you.
Why, you... What's that?
It's in the next room. Help!
Stop her.
Too late for that. It's the police.
Let's get out of here.
You're staying, Krull. I'm no longer interested.
No!
Stop him, Krull. Get him.
I can't.
Stop him, Krull. He turned off the lights.
Where are you, lady? I heard you yell. Get the light.
Okay, Sarge.
Well, is this a surprise? Krull and Quentin.
We had nothing to do with this.
I heard everything they said, every word.
The Daily Sentinel can use it, lady.
Looks like we got the goods on your racket, Krull.
It was Quentin as much as me. It was his idea in the first place.
Shut up, you fool.
What's the difference? Mrs. Taylor can do enough talking for all of you.
So it was you two rats bringing her here? No.
They didn't bring me. It was the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
He tried to cut in on us.
Holy crow. What does he know?
Where do you think? Out the window.
Yeah, there's a fire escape here.
Lowry, can you imagine that? We nabbed the little fish and missed the Green Hornet, the big one.
That's the way it is all the time, Axford. The big one always gets away.
Green Hornet to the north. That's the left, Green Harper.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated. The situations and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events of the past or present is coincidental.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
You know, that was really a clever plan by the Green Hornet. Pit everyone against each other and make each one think that the other one had something planned that they really did not. But the one question I have is, if the Green Hornet makes a fake seal, isn't it technically a real seal since it was made by the Green Hornet? And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcast. We are also on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, or by listening right from our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy our program, please make sure you rate and review wherever you listen to this podcast. If you would like to help support this show, you can do so by visiting our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and clicking on the support button. Tomorrow we'll play a new episode of My Favorite Husband starring Lucille Ball. And join us back next Monday for some more with the Green Hornet. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.